We continue our learning. We are in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel Mehillel u'Meshamai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah Taf Chav Ches that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. 30 of them were ra'ui, were fit that the Shekhinah should rest upon them, like Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them ra'ui that they could be like Yehoshua ben Nun, who could stop the sun in the middle of the war, as we know from Sefer Yehoshua. And 20 of them were Beinonim. The greatest amongst them was Yonasan ben Uziel, and the Katan Shebekulam, its question is it really the bottom, the 80? It's a question if that's what we're talking about, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he certainly was not the greatest. Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Katan Shebekulam. And yet, about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we say that he was learned and an expert in Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Agadah, etc. So all different aspects of Torah. And it's based on that that he teaches us the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Kibel, he received the tradition of Mehillel u'Mishamai, both from Hillel and Shammai. Hu haya omer, im lamata Torah habei, al tachazik tova la'atzmach, ki lekach notzarta. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't give yourself so much credit, don't congratulate yourself for that. Why? Because this is the reason, for this reason, you were born. So what does it mean, kilakach no tzarta? So some explain that, well, they have a mitzvah, the pasuk in Yehoshua says, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha v'gisa v'yom v'layla. Person has an obligation to study Torah day and night. So anyone who pays a debt that they owe, we shouldn't be congratulated for doing so. So if we have a debt that we owe, which is to be engaged in Torah study, so we shouldn't take credit, so much credit for it. On the other hand, Rabbi Lichtenstein makes the point that psychologically, of course, we should. What then should we take credit for? If we study Torah, this is what we're created for. So then we should feel a sense of pride. So the answer is yes, we certainly should feel good about it, but not to the point of arrogance where a person feels like, look how great I am because I've studied Torah. This is the purpose of our creation. In fact, he makes the point that, and maybe there are other things we learned before. There's Torah, there's Milos Chasadim, there's Tefillah, there's Avodah, Kilukach, no Tzarta, is only to study Torah. We have other things we were created for. So the answer is, no, there are many things we were created for. And when it comes to Torah, we could make the argument, we could say this about anything, that for which we created, not to feel a sense of horniness because of it. Kilukach, no Tzarta, Hashem created us for many areas of spiritual growth and Torah u'mitzvos, and Torah is one of those things. Another point here is the Kach no Tzarta, this is the reason why you came into the world. The Pasuk says, Ayerev Avaker Yom HaShishi, and the Chachamim learn from the fact that it says Yom HaShishi with a hey, it's the sixth day, as if it's saying there's something else about just not only the Friday, the sixth day of the week, but Ayerev Avaker Yom HaShishi, all the other days has Yom Chamishi, Yom Sheni, etc. But here, Yom Hashi, the sixth day, the answer is for the sixth of Sivan. And Hashem said, I created the world because of the Torah. And if not, the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. So therefore, there's a big obligation, a great debt that's placed upon a person, imposed upon a person to involve himself in Torah, and certainly not to give himself credit, because otherwise, Kivakach no Tzarta, there would be no world at all. There'd be no reason for the reason why we don't give ourselves credit. We don't congratulate ourselves because this is why we're here. The world would not be here if we were not here to study Torah. Some say that the reference here is im lamata Torah harbe, don't be machzik tova la'atzmacha, means for yourself alone. The message of the Mishnah here is that don't think that if you study a lot of Torah, okay, so now I can take credit, meaning for myself, the Torah is for myself, and then I can stop there. No, the purpose of learning is almanas lelamed. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel says, halome Torah va'ein malamda, anyone who studies Torah but doesn't teach it, domel hadas ba'midbar, he's like a hadas in the middle of the desert, she'ein ish ne'nemi ha'. No one can get benefit from it. So that's what it means in the Mishnah. Don't take credit only for yourself. The point is, take the Torah and share that message. And that's you were created for that purpose, to disseminate the Torah. And why is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teaching us this? So he's saying because he was someone who was learned in all areas of Torah, and even he did not take pride in that. Even he did not have a sense of arrogance. He understood that he's paying a debt, and this is why he was created. Then the Mishnah says, Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo LeRabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Eluhen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim, and which are superior of all the others, and we make reference to them over here. And then we're going to speak about different characteristics. In fact, the primary characteristic to describe each, and we'll see that they're not all the same in the sense that which sometimes we're speaking about their Torah learning. Sometimes we don't even mention. It sounds like we're not even mentioning a trait at all, as we will see. Says the Mishnah, who are these people? They Eluhen Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanos. He is the first. That's how many times we see Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. We assume it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanos. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, he's the Rabbi Yehoshua who we find in the Mishnah, generally. The Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. These were his greatest five Talmidim. Who Hayam Moneh Shvachan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would enumerate their praises. Why is this important to know? So this is important for Rebbe to know, that when it comes to Talmidim, you have to mention their praises. You have to speak about their Midos Tovos. And that way, you give them the positive reinforcement for them to continue to learn. And not only that, Rebbe is supposed to know his Talmidim well in order to recognize their character traits. So what does he say about them? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanos, the first son, bore sud she'eno ma'abe tipo. What did he say about him? The fact that he was like a cistern that was cemented, that did not lose a drop. The knowledge that he had. He had such an incredible memory. That's what stood out about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanos. Rabbi Yeshua, what about him? So here, interesting, we don't mention a particular trait. We say, Ashe Yolad To. Praise fortunate are those who gave birth to him, or the woman, or his mother. Why do we say that? So many explain that we're speaking about he has such wonderful midos where people will see the way he would act. People would praise his mother and say, Ashrei Ha'em, this woman who gave birth to someone like this. And some claim, based on Yushalmi Yevamos, that no, the reason we give credit to his mother, and that's why we don't even mention any character trait. We just say, Rabbi Yeshua, you know what's great about him? Ashrei Yolato, praiseworthy fortune is the one who gave birth to him. Because his mother, would bring his crib to the Beis Medrash, so that even when he was a baby, even as an infant, he would be able to hear Torah. And that way, the Torah would be absorbed even when he was a young age, and would raise his spirit, and in that way we say Ashrei Yolato. Rabbi Yossi, what do we say about him? Chassid. He was a chassid. What's a chassid? He would always go lifting Mishura Sadin. The other Rabbi Nassan says that this Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, he was a chassid Shebador. There was no one like him. Rabbi Shimon ben Isanel, Yirei Chet. What was great about him? His Yiras Chet. That was a Yiras Chet. So just to say Yirei Chet, even in Amaretz, could be his Yirei Chet. Bar Tanura says this. He says, Machmir al Atzmo, v'oser olav devarim hamutar. He would be strict upon himself, and he would prohibit upon himself even things that are permitted. Miyiraso shema yavo l'dei Chet, as of out of fear, so he wouldn't come to sin. Dim kain, lo kain, my rebuse. What then is the Chiddush, the novelty of the Mishnah? Even an Amaretz can be someone who's fearful of sin. So the point was, he made his own siyug, his own fences, even ones that the Rabbana did not make, so that he would not come to sin. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mayon HaMisgaber. What can we say about him? His great quality was the fact that he was very sharp. He was like a spring that got stronger and stronger. His understanding, his comprehension of things. So Bar Tanur says, Libo Rachav, his heart, literally his mind, was wide, umosif pilpul su svaros midato. He's such analytical abilities in his learning, and that was what stood out about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And who, Hayomer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would say regarding his Talmidim, im yu kol chachmei yisod l'kach maznayim, if I would have all of the chachamim of the Jewish people on one side of the scale. Eliezer ben Hyrcanos b'chaf shni, and Eliezer ben Hyrcanos, he was the first one, who was the one who had this incredible memory. He was a bor sud, remember, this cistern cemented that doesn't lose a drop, didn't forget any Torah. So if he was on the other side of the scale, and all the other chachamim would be on the first side because of his memory, his expertise in halacha and Torah, so he would be machrias kulam. He would outweigh all of them. Based on what? So the mefarshim quote Gemara and Brachos and Daf Samach Dalet, which says hakol trichim lamari chatya. Everyone needs the owner of the wheat, of the grain. What does that mean? You need wheat. You need bread. You need a staple. Anyone who has the learning in his memory, he's a bucky, an expert in all areas of Torah. So that's That's the most important thing. So he would outweigh everybody. The bottom line is, as analytical as someone may be, as mido someone may have, it's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, to live a Torah life, we need to know halacha, we need Torah. So the fact that he had all of the, he was a repository of all of this Torah, so that was made him the greater, he would outweigh everybody else. And Abba Shol Omer Mishmo, and Abba Shol would say, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sounds different. If you had all of the Chachamim on one side of the scale, if Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus Afimahem, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who we just mentioned, had this memory, incredible memory, and he would outweigh everybody else, and he would be on one side of the scale with the other rabbis. If Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was the last one who we mentioned, who was the Mayan HaMizgaber, who was the spring that would overflow, that got stronger and stronger in terms of his sharp analytical abilities, and he would be on the other side, Machrias Kulam, he would outweigh all everybody else because of how sharp he was. And having that analytical ability is even greater than the Bikias, the expertise or the area of the being a repository of Torah. So some explain that this Abba Shol is not arguing on the Tanakama. Sounds like it's a machlok. The Tanakama sounds like he's saying that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is the greatest because he, what we call Sinai, he's the one who just had the knowledge of Torah. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, even being on the other side, he would not compare. And therefore, Sinai is greater than what we call Oker Haram, the one who was able to uproot mountains, figuratively speaking, in terms of his analysis, and Abba Shol saying no, he's saying no, on the contrary, the one who's sharp is the one who outweighs everybody else. So, but it's interesting that Abba Shol is quoting, is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and therefore many claim that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said both of these things, and they're both true. Regarding Bikios, in terms of expertise and halacha, knowledge, memory, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus would outweigh everybody else. But if you want to speak about comprehension, you want to speak about pilpul, analysis, svara, etc., then Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach would outweigh everybody else. Perek Bey's Mishnah test. Omar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, go out and see Ezohi Derech Yeshora Shid Bakba Ha'adam. What is the derech, the straight path that a person should cling to? Which means what? In terms of the many, many midos that a person should have, which we should cling to. The point is, we want to know from them which one would be the greatest of all, through which maybe someone would come to all of the midos. What is that one mida that if a person has, so then all of you are able to draw in, absorb all the other midos as well and practice them as well. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he's the first one on the list. So he asked him, you know what he said? Ayin Tov. A person has a good eye. What's a good eye? Person is means that he's able. He's happy with what he has. He doesn't need more. And this way, people, if someone's happy with what he has, he's not looking for any more in terms of wealth and anything else. So then, people will like such a person. If you want to know, says the Meiri, what is the shoresh, the root of all midos? Is avas olam, is the fact that there's love between people. Someone who has an ayin tova, good eye about people, he's happy with what he has. He's not looking down upon anybody else. So such a person. Ayin Tova, that's the greatest midah of all, and all of the midos will be drawn in, can be absorbed based on that. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chaver Tov. Person who is a good friend. If he's a good friend, so he brings, he has a positive relationships with other people, so then there's going to be love for other people, and in that way, having that midah, he's a good friend, so people love him, and then eventually someone who has that that personality as a chaver tov, so then he'll have all of the midos together. Rabbi Akiva says, so being a chaver tov indeed is the whole Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shachin tov, person is a good neighbor. A good neighbor to this way, a person is, these are people with whom he's in contact with a regular basis. And also this creates love between people. That and the Bar Tanur makes the point on Chaver Tov Shemochicho. This is the Chaver Tov Shachet Tov. What's Chaver Tov Shemochicho Ksheroso Davar Shenhogon? He says there's more than being a Chaver Tov means that a person gives tochachis. He sees someone not doing something proper, so he's able to give proper tochacha, rebuke to people, and this way, as a Chaver Tov, you're basically now disseminating Torah, allowing people to perform mitzvos properly, if they're doing something wrong, a shachen tov, this is where your matzli etzlo ben bayavim alayla, a shachen tov is better because a chaver tov, you don't see him all the time. And that's why shachen tov is even more important. And most of the farshim say that what's the purpose of having a chaver tov? It's not that you should be the chaver tov, that what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Yeshua says when he says chaver tov, Rabbi Yosef means shachen tov, doesn't mean that you should be a chaver tov or you should be a good neighbor. That's also important. But the Mishnah is here telling me that you should acquire for yourself a chaver tov. How? This is son of chaver tov, is someone with whom I can seek advice if I have any questions. And then maybe that's what the Baitunu has in mind, that I'm going to receive the tochacha, and in that way I become a better person. Shachen tov the same, someone who's I'm with her on a regular basis, a neighbor, so if I find myself a shachen, I should be a shachen tov, and I should find myself a shachen tov, so that this person also I'm able to learn from this person. Then Rabbi Shimon Omer, what is the great derech yishar a person should cling to? So he says, haroes anolad, a person who can anticipate, who can see literally that which is born, who will be able to see the future. Person realizes what may be the ramifications of what he does, of what he says. So this is a person who obviously is very sensitive to how he speaks, how he acts, and is going to live a life of Torah mitzvos because he's always able to anticipate what the consequences it may be of his actions. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, he's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the last on our list of the Talmidim, he says Lev Tov. The greatest of all the midos is to have a Lev Tov, says the Bar Tanura, a Lev, Lifisha HaLev, who Haminia Lachol Shara Kochos. All actions really emerge from the heart. What is my heart? And we mean assume that means the mind, both the intellect and the emotions. It's all based on the Lev Tov. Even it's true, the actions we do have different, you know, my hands do one action, and but this one does, the legs do another mitzvah, and this does another mitzvah. Says the Bar Tanura, the koach, the power, the source really, that's able to awaken all of the movements is in the heart. Rabbi Elazar Lev Tov, and it's because of this. You know, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to everyone, "Roani is Divrei Elazar ben Arach, Shebechlad Devarav Divreichem." The Lev Tov out of all of them, all of the midos really originate from a Lev Tov. So, if you want to be Roes Anolad or Shalchein Tov, Chaver Tov, and have an Ayin Tova, it all comes from having a Lev Tov, and therefore all of your midos are included within that which, as Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said. Amar lahem, and then he said to them, Su'uru ezo hi derech ra'ah, she'yisrachek mimenu ha'adam. What is that derech ra'ah that a person should distance himself from? Now, that should be obvious. Shouldn't it be the opposite of what we said? So, says the Bar Tanura, no. Hutzrach l'shomehem, they had to ask this question as well from them. V'lo evin mitoch divreihem arishonim, cha'derech ha'ra'oh yehefech ha'derech ha'tovah. They didn't necessarily understand, based on their comment of what's the derech yishara, then what is going to be the derech hara, l'fishalo kol mashu tov yehav chara, because not everything, we don't assume that the opposite of what is good is going to be bad necessarily. Ki midas achasidus v'hu oseh l'flim yishuras adin hi tova u'mish eino chasid u'mamin devarav al din Torah eino ra. So, meaning, take for example, you have a person should be a chassid, person should have an ayin tova, whatever it is. To say what? To say that, I guess that if you don't have an ayin tova, that's the opposite, that's the bad derech. That's not the derech shara, that must be the derech ra, that person should distance themselves from. It's not true. Person doesn't have an ayin tova, may have a neutral eye, doesn't mean he has a negative eye. So that's why we have to ask the positive and we have to ask the negative. What should a person stay away from? So some of them are going to be the polar opposite is what we have to look at. That's why we have to ask this question. So the first is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ayin Ra, a person who has an Ayin Ra. So we said an Ayin Tova is the positive. An Ayin Ra, a person who comes to hatred, kina, jealousy, and masim ra'im. So that's the worst mida a person should stay away from. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chavera, so if Chaver Tov, so Chaver, and same, both interpretations are true. The Chaver Tov, it means I should be a Chaver Tov, or I should find myself a Chaver Tov who's going to influence me in a positive way. So a Chavera, obviously, you don't want to be a Chavera, nor do you want to find yourself a Chavera. That's the polar opposite opposite, and that's the derech that a person should stay away from. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachein Ra, the same thing regarding a neighbor, a Shachein Tov versus a Shachein Rabbi Shimon Omer, interesting, Rabbi Shimon, who had said, Haroes Hanolad, a person who can anticipate the future, that's the midah, the derech Yishara, a person should cling to. What's the negative one? Halo Veveino Mishalim, a person who borrows money and doesn't pay back. Well, this could be the opposite. A person who doesn't anticipate the future, okay, that's neutral. It's not a derech ra, but a person who's love, borrows any mishalim, which means that because he doesn't see the future now, doesn't even pay his debts. So this is obviously a very negative trait. And that's why we have to give the polar opposite. And this could be understood as well, that Lov Enim Shalim is living in this world, is living in Hashem, borrowing, taking from this world, and not paying back, not recognizing we owe Hashem. So that's also an important message that may be within this statement of Lov Enim Shalim as a derech ra'ah to distance oneself from. Then the Mishnah continues, Echad halove min ha'adam kilov min ha'makom baruch hu. A person who borrows from a person, it's like borrowing from Hashem. What does that mean? A person who borrows and doesn't pay back, he not only causes this issue, dispute with the other litigant, with the malva, the one who lent him money, but he's also sinning towards Hashem. Why? Because a person who borrows from a person, it's like borrowing from Hashem based on the Pasuk Shenema, or Pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, love rasha v'lo yishalem, says the Pasuk, a person who borrows and doesn't pay back, he's a rasha. But tzaddik chonein v'nasayim, and the tzaddik, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the righteous in the world, is chonein. He shows proper favor, is gracious v'nasayim, and gives. What does that mean? It means what Hashem does, Hashem gets involved. If a person doesn't pay back alone, Hashem says, okay, I'll take out of my own pocket and I'll pay back the malveh. So now the loveh, so the malveh will get his money back either way. But he did a mitzvah, he lent money out of the loveh now. So now not only does the loveh owes this debt he thought to the mother, no, now he owes the debt to Hashem. And that's what it means. Hashem is the tzaddik, who's chonein v'nosayim. So this is now borrowing, like borrowing from Hashem. Now you owe Hashem. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and Rabbi Elazar was the last one. What midah does he say a person should distance himself from? Lev ra, the opposite of lev tov. Amar lahem, ro'ani es divrei Elazar ben Aruch, shebechal dvarav divreichem. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai regarding the derech ra'ah to stay away from, he says the same thing. A person should stay away. Why? Because the lev ra, we say every day in Vayomer, in Shema, v'lo sasuru, achari levavachanecheim, a person's eyes, a person's heart, is going to, will lead him astray from, and the eyes follow the heart, so that will lead a person astray. That is the derech ra'ah of more than anything else, and in fact, that's what he felt. He said, amalem, ron yisrei elos ben arach, shebechal devav derechem, all of that which you said, lo vaveinu mishalim, and Shachin Ra, and Chaver Ra, and Ayin Ra, all of those are really included in a Lev Ra that a person should distance himself from.